I'm Véronique.
And I'm Sylvia.
Welcome to the High Vibes in the Mind podcast,
where multicultural moms connect. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Hi, Vibes and a Mic here. I'm Sylvia and I'm with Véronique. How are you, Véronique?
I'm good. Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello. So today we are going to talk about signs we are becoming our parents, which is a very, very alarming thing.
Yes.
So, well, we have a lot to talk about that, I think, like some funny stories about, you know, once you're raising kids, you're going to end up acting like your parent. There is even that commercial. I don't know if you've seen, Véronique, the commercial.
Oh, my God.
Are you funny. I love that commercial.
Are you in my head right now? I was going to say, you know, this commercial is my favorite. Yes. What are you doing with those guys? He looks like Dr. Phil, right?
Yeah. Progressive, I think.
Insurance. Well, no, we don't clean our trash. Outside or whatever. No, we don't need all those pillows.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's so good. It's so funny. Like every, there is always something different and it's always funny.
Yes. It's so unbelievable that you talk about that. I was going to say, you know, that's commercial. That's exactly what we're not supposed to do.
Oh, you see? It's a connection, the mind connection there.
Best commercial ever.
It is. And when I started seeing that commercial, that's when I started thinking about those things. I'm like, oh my God, yes, that's right. With the tools, you know, like fixing things in the, around the house, all that. Like, it is so funny. Oh, the way you dress, end up dressing like your parents. Oh boy.
Yeah.
So for you, Véronique, what do you think? What is one of the things that you can get started?
So actually, you just said it. I didn't even think about it, but dressing.
Oh, dressing.
Yes. I dress like my mom now, I think, because we never had the same taste, especially like shoes or stuff like that. I always like, you know, big shoes, comfortable, and she's always in high heels. She will never wear, sometimes she wear flats if we are in the Caribbean, but she always in heels. You will never see her in sneakers. You will never see her, you know, always high heel, boots or stuff like that. And I was like, oh my God. So the shoes, no, I don't wear heels or stuff like that, but I wear boots. But the clothes, now I think I start to really dress like her, because even when I buy clothes for her, that's clothes I would buy for me, and she loves it. She's like, oh, this is so nice. So we have the same test. So I'm like, wait a minute, did I become my mom? We have the same test in clothing now? What the heck? And yeah. Now I can choose clothes for her very easily, because that's my own, I think that's her test that she gave me, I guess. And also hats. I never wear hats before. So now I'm starting to wear more, because we're living under sunny weather, California.
Yeah.
But now I wear a hat like every day, and my mom never goes out, you know, without a hat. She always has a hat on, lipstick, high heels.
Yeah, just the high heels are missing then.
Maybe, you know, she's in her 60s, almost 70s, so maybe, you know, I still have sometimes and during my high heels. But I don't know about you, but there's a lot of stuff I'm trying not to do, actually, like my mom, like in the commercials.
Yes, for sure.
Because there was a lot of stuff, you know, she was doing when I was little that was, like, getting on my nerves. And I think the first one is the yelling.
Uh-huh.
24/7, so you know, we're Caribbean people, hot blood. She was raised, you know, with 8 siblings, so of course our mom didn't have any time. And my grandma yelled all the time. She had 9 kids, so of course she had to yell, you know, and tell all the names before she got to the person she wanted.
Oh yes, yeah, which is a good one too. Yeah.
Actually, I do that with my kids too now. I only have 2, and I can't even say the right name. But so my mom, so she took that from her mom, of course. And I always told myself, you know, if I have kids, I'm not going to yell at them. Because she was yelling for anything. She was always, she was overwhelmed, you know, a lot of stuff was going on. Single mother, you know, young mother. So I understand, you know, it was back in the days. But me, I did completely opposite. I waited to be married. I wanted somebody with me to raise the kid. I never wanted to raise kids alone. I knew I couldn't do it. There was no way. I wouldn't have the strength. So I have a partner, you know, to help me and to do that together. And my mom, she noticed that. And when she come to visit and said, and she started yelling, you know, for instance, at my daughter for anything, you know, when my daughter is like, no, I don't want to do this or whatever. First of all, before we start yelling, I ask her why. Why don't you want to do it? Because she might have a good, you know, a good reason why she cannot do it. And most of the time she does, okay? And my mom is like, why are you asking? She doesn't have like she doesn't have like the right, you know, to say no, or she doesn't have any rights. If you say something, has to go now. And she doesn't have to the right to say no. She has to do whatever you said. I said, no, we're gonna stop the, you know, the cycle right there of the yelling. And ordering kids like they are your little slave or you know, your little servant. I'm communicating with my kids. I want to communicate with them, you know. I don't want them to be afraid to talk to me. So that's the one thing. The yelling, I don't want to yell. And you know, and yelling all day long, you get brain damage. If you yell like that, you're going to get yourself, I don't know, like heart attack or something.
I know.
She did it.
Like constantly yelling now. Yeah, it's too much. It's exhausting.
It's always exhausting, right? So no. The yelling and no, that's one thing. So I'm not repeating that pattern, you know. I don't want to. I was repeating pattern, the reacting all pattern, you know. So I read something that I actually I'm trying to remodel my behavior because that's, you know, in my blood, right? To sometimes I want to react. Mm-hmm. And there's before I'm going to let you talk, of course, but there's another thing also, something I do and I'm trying not to, trying always to control myself is sometimes I can get very like mad very quickly. And that's what she does also. She gets mad very quickly. Like with people like customer service or people like that, you know, like in a restaurant, in a grocery store, driving. Yeah. She gets mad and she gets in people's face very, very fast. Like, no, that's not what I said. You know, she will start to get mad very, very quickly. And I do that. I can do that too. Sometimes when I'm mad, every time I do that, Pascal is like, oh,
I can't see. Oh my God.
Did you tell you about, I told you about Martinique, right? When we were, in Guadeloupe. When we came back, that lady was in my face. And I told you, I almost got into a fight at the airport.
Oh yeah, at the airport. You said something, there was some drama, but I don't think you told the whole story. No.
I can't believe I forgot to tell you that story.
Yeah.
Like, that's exactly, tell me how you would have reacted. But I reacted exactly like my mom would have. Exactly. No patience. Mm-hmm. Like. So we go to the line, you know, in the line, we're queuing to, so somebody's checking your passport before you go to check-in, right?
Yeah.
In Guadeloupe. Mm-hmm. And we're traveling with American Airlines. So most of the people in the flight are Americans or English-speaking people. So, but I am in Guadeloupe. We speak French. This is my country. Obviously, you know, I'm speaking French with my kids and husband. You can see I'm French. So the lady in the front is like, blah, 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 speaking to me in English. And I know she's from the country. I know she's French, right? But she speaks like a good English, but with an accent. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And I reply in French. Oh, yeah, here's my passport. And she replied to me in English. So how long are you going to stay? How long are you going to stay in America? Blah, blah. And I reply in French. We live there. This is where we live. And every time she replied to me in English. And I, you know, she wants to force me to speak English.
But you didn't ask her, like, do you speak French?
I know she speaks. I heard her speaking French. I can hear the accent. So I'm like, she's like, but you speak English. And I'm like, in French? I said, yes, I do. But you speak French, right? When Guadeloupe, right? You speak French. She's like, so she replied in French. Yeah, I speak French. But, you know, I know that you've been living there for a long time. I know that this is where you live. So I know you speak English. And I'm like, so what?
Did she want to practice her English or something? Like, what are you doing?
This is so weird. She wants to
practice
with the people behind me. Why are you trying to force me to speak English? I don't want to speak English right now.
It's awkward. It's awkward when you know the other person knows the language you're talking about. It's so awkward.
Sorry. Thank you very much. So Pascal, of course. So I'm thinking, getting hot, right? All right. Mm-hmm. This be much better. So, and she's like, okay. So, and she's pointing you in English. And I'm like, looking at her.
Oh, my God.
Like, saying nothing, like, Pascal, just take over. Because I'm like, I cannot talk to that woman. And you can see my face, of course, my body language, everything. And she continues in English. And I'm like, so, can we go now? In French. I'm like, can we go? Because you're not the agent who's going to check me in, right? You're just checking if I'm the right visas or whatever. Obviously, mm-hmm. we all have American passports. Can we go now? What do you want? What do you want from us?
Yeah. Do you want to speak English with you?
Yes. Is it an English process? And I was going to tell her, I was going to ask her, what do you want from me? In French, mm-hmm. I was going to say, what do you want from me? And she's like, okay, you can go now.
Oh, my God, that's annoying. That's totally annoying. I can see that.
I'm in the line, and Pascal's like, oh, my God. And Joe is like, he hates when I do a scene, when I make a scene. He hates mm-hmm. because he's really like someone, you know, always discreet. And he's like, oh, where did you have to get mad? You guys have to get mad. I'm like, oh, are you on your side? Didn't you see that circus she was doing? Oh, she took it. She's like, okay, because I'm sort of yelling. Right? I'm like, he's like, what's up, stop. She's going to hear us. I'm like, okay. I'm like, What's she going to do? She's going to stop us from traveling? What's she going to do? I'm like,
cancel the visa. Oh, gosh.
She doesn't even work for the company, for the airline. She works for the airport. Who cares? She's not going to stop us. She works for security. She doesn't even work for the airlines. So give me a break. So that was my
English. That's completely. I mean, for the foreigners, if the listeners were foreigners, you understand, right? Because it's just so awkward. And like if I'm talking to a Brazilian, I'm like, Portuguese, right? I'm not going to be talking in English with you. If you have an accent, I have an accent. Why am I going to? It's weird. There's no need for that. It's ridiculous.
I would speak English to Pascal all day long at home. Excuse mm-hmm. me?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to do that. Oh, my God.
No.
If I know you speak some language, I'm going to speak the language. Why am I speaking English to you? Ridiculous. So that person right there was that was my mother. That was my mom talking. That wasn't me. I mean, that wasn't somebody else, you know, or the person I'm trying to be calm and everything. That was 100% my mom. So, yeah, for that, I am my mother. That's for sure. Losing my temper, you know, losing my cool for stupid stuff like that, like driving. I had a road rage 2 days ago. I had a road rage.
You have to be careful. That's something that my dad did a lot too. And I was doing that for the longest time, but I'm like, I can be shot and killed here. Maybe not a good idea. California is not one of the safest places to be. You don't know the type of person who's going to be inside a car, you know?
I know, but it took me by surprise. I'm entering the highway. I'm entering the highway. And, you know, the people arriving on the right lane, they're going to be behind you or in front of you, right?
Yeah.
So I'm entering very fast for the person behind me not to have to stop, right? Because mm-hmm. I'm entering because some people, they enter the highway at 20 miles an hour. Can you hurry? I'm behind you.
Yeah.
This guy accelerated to try to pass me over. So we're both in the same lane. I'm like, what is he doing?
This is completely ridiculous.
This is the first time I see that. This is the first time somebody... And I look at him and he look at me like... Like mad, I'm like, what the fuck are you? And I was like, look at my finger, this is my finger. And after road rage, I was with Eden. Road rage, I just like went to the other line. And I'm like, you know what? Stay in your slow lane because I don't care. I have a fast pass. I'm going all the way left anyway. So F you.
I've seen people doing that though. They accelerate instead of slowing down, they speed up. And then I'm like, hello, can't you see people are entering, like merging that lane?
And your car is trash. Your car is not going to go faster than mine. Why are you accelerating? And I'm coming fast for you not to have to do, you don't have to do that. I'm coming very fast. This way you don't have to, have to slow down. Don't worry. There's for everybody.
Just be careful with the crazy people, because and the nasty ones, you know, can just do whatever.
I was really surprised. That never happened to me before. Somebody driving next to me in the same line.
And he was trying to go faster than you with an old car falling apart.
He was trying to go faster than me in the same line. I mean, I'm like, yeah, go ahead. I'm not going to race with you. I don't care. Go ahead. Still F you, though.
And a middle finger. That. And everything.
Middle finger for you.
I used to do that a lot, too. But then my dad, like, who was that? Patrick's sister, one time, she saw me, like, losing my shit in the car. And I think she told Patrick, like, oh, you're, like, driving, like, being, like, having some road range stuff going on there. And I had, Michael was very small at the time. And I'm like, I'm not going to do this. I have to control myself. Sometimes it's almost impossible, but especially the type of car, the looks of the person in the car, I look first before I can. Oh. I'm not going to react because I don't know. There's some crazy people out there that, if the car is all black, you know, like you know, the windows, tinted windows, I'm like, better not mess up with that one.
No, it's always a freaking man. Can you calm down? What's the man like?
Yeah. Or women who are very dumb, driive very slow. Yeah, like, where do I turn? Turn here.
No, but
turn
there. Remember that guy who was like trying to race with us and he followed us all the way to In-N-Out Burger?
Yeah, I remember that story. Yeah, that was crazy.
I'm like, oh my God, you guys and your testosterone. But you know, when you have those road rage, you just forget that you have a kid at the back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the kid is right there. Like, what are you doing, mom?
Oops, I forgot I had a baby there.
I did something, I think, actually, like 2 days ago, or maybe it was yesterday. I think we have to change the subject of the road rage. Change the topic.
Well, your dad was doing road rage, so.
He was, yeah. See, like, it's now I do the same. It was something like, what are you doing? Like, come on, you're dumb. Like, you know, dumb bitch. Like, so, and then the kids are in the car, Michael, Sean, and kind of like, looking, like, with their face. I'm like, I didn't just see what they were doing. Like, did you see, like, she was all, like, crossing in front of me? It was something, like, bad that I cursed the person. I'm like, go, what are you doing? Just go. But my dad used to do those crazy stuff. I don't know how he's still alive, especially in Rio, because the things that he did, and with us in the car too, and you just like go and lose shit totally, like just go crazy and like okay,
you lose it, you forget everything, you forget, like, because people are sometimes so outrageous, you're like, how dare you, and you just lose it.
How can you do this? without being related to road rage, which is like first part of the podcast of the episode gonna be road rage, second part
road rage.
Well, they're all connected in a way. And my dad too is the one in the family with a tough person, like a strong personality, so he is the one who like fight for things or go and talk, like if you want something done you go. Not my mom is always like very passive and calm, but my dad was the one, and I took after him as well, of just going like things like that, customer service, or like a neighbor who's being an ass, which happened one time. I was pregnant with Sean, and Patrick's like, oh, can you just be calm, because it's probably like, oh, she's like Latina, like losing her shit, look at her, like, you know, the neighbors, right, they're probably thinking like, I don't care. And I started yelling and going like, I'm going to park the way I want to park. And it was about parking. The way we were parking the cars. It was completely crazy. So, like, I'm the one. And my dad was like, oh, you're the one with the temper here. I'm like, yeah, but you too. So, but one thing that I've noticed that I've been doing, like, as I get old, like, wiser, let's put it this way, wiser, more experienced. Silly things, but it's actually annoying me because I hate it when my mom did that. Talking to herself while she's doing stuff around the house.
Really?
Talking loud, like thinking loud. Like, then I have to do this. And then I have to, I was supposed to. And then I catch myself doing that. I'm like, no, I can't do this. Because every time I see her doing, I'm like, are you okay? Who are you talking to? Do you have a problem? Like, and then I catch myself doing that too. Oh, God, I hate it.
A lot of parents do that.
Isn't it? It's just so, I'm like, oh yeah, so I'm going to do this and that. I have to do the laundry. Then, oh yeah, I'm supposed to. And I'm like talking. I'm talking to like loud. And I'm like, inside voice, Sylvia, go back to the inside voice. I don't need to be talking. Like, I didn't need to say the words. It's in my head. But I'm like, no, no, I can't become like my mom because it's crazy. She's just like constantly talking to herself. When she's here, I'm like, what is that? So weird.
Yeah, that's one thing also I'm starting to do, but I think that's a good thing because, so my mom, when she travels, she packs 3 weeks in advance her baggage, her luggage.
Oh, no way I'll do that.
I know, she opened one luggage and every day she puts something, she's like, this way I never forget anything, except one day she forgot the bottle of champagne. She was saying, oh, I'm going to bring it up. She never brought it. Anyway.
Oh, the main thing.
Yeah, exactly. So I think when we went to Guadeloupe, not 3 weeks in advance, but I think like two days before I started packing, especially when I'm packing for like three people, okay? Because husband, they have to pack for themselves. We have pack for the whole family, right? So yeah, I started packing, I think, Naomi's stuff. So packing her stuff because I don't want to forget anything for her. It's really important. And I was like, oh my God, I'm like my mom.
I know, like doing the same thing, packing in advance. Oh, I still pack 1 day before. Definitely 1 day before. Sometimes on the day of the trip. But if it's a big trip like that, I can't. Yeah, no.
The day of
too irresponsible.
It's stressful because you're like, oh my God. It's not like, okay, see, if something is missing, I will buy it, you know, where we're going. I'm not going, you know, to the desert or whatever. But the day before, at least, yeah.
Yeah.
I know that you, if you look like your mom or your dad, but so I never met my dad, so, and I never looked like my mom when I was young, so I know that I look more from my dad's side. One day, maybe like 10 years ago, I was looking at myself in the mirror and I did something with my mouth and I'm like, like here, like the, you know, not the top.
Oh, yes.
But all of this, and I was like, oh my God. And I'm like, okay, now I start looking like her physically. But with time, because I never really looked like her, and with time, I start to look like her now, physically. I'm like, oh, that's my mom.
Yeah, I mean, you start getting older, then you look more like your parents, I think, right? Like, like, oh, that's how they look like. I'm like, oh gosh, yeah. I've noticed that too.
Yeah.
Definitely. And me, I sometimes I'm like, do I look more like my dad, like my mom? But I catch myself looking in the mirror and I'm like, this is my dad. Am I looking like my dad now? My God. It's just so weird.
I hope you do have the beard. It's okay.
Yeah, please. No. This is a whole nother topic. But no. the 40 plus episode that we're gonna do.
Oh yeah.
About some unpleasant things. But yeah. What else we have? I think like I catch myself complaining about the house the way my mom did. Look at this mess, you know, there's always like I do something 10 minutes later. I remember her always saying like I just washed the dishes and then there's like five glasses in the inside the sink already. And I'm like doing the same thing, complaining about the same thing. When the kids don't eat, and then they go to their friend's house, and all of a sudden something they said they would never eat, they go to their friend's house, and like, oh, I like this now. And I'm like, oh, now you do. We have the same thing here, but it didn't eat. But when you go to the, and I remember doing that same thing when I was a kid. It's like, oh, better, I had that. It's so good. Yeah. My friend's house. Even like her the friend's rice and beans, they set up better than hers. Like, it's so tasty. Always, right? Yeah.
Yes.
So you end up saying the same thing, like kind of like repeating the same lines, you know, like to the kids, which is really funny how it goes. It's just like that cycle, never ending.
I know.
Parenting.
Yeah. The other thing I think also I'm really like is I'm trying to change that a little bit, very, very stubborn, you know, when I believe something, you really have to show me, you know, A plus B plus C, you know,
Oh, I see.
that's
You're
what I
like
believe is not
that
right.
with politics. I see that.
But that's normal. Politics. Yes,
Yeah,
Sylvia,
I cannot say anything different.
yes.
Oh, no, this is what it is. Oh, no, I don't want to talk about it. Yeah, I
No,
see the stubborn
not
part. Yeah,
different,
but
but I want to see some proof that, okay, what I'm thinking, you know, or what I'm believing is not true. Okay, give me some proof. Actually, there's something about politics, we can talk about it later, that I just learned recently, and I'm like, oh, okay, I didn't know that. All right. So that's in your camp, by the way.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, so for that, because my mom, oh, no, she's worse than me. She's like I said something last time, like it was like a French expression when we're in Guadeloupe. I said something, she's like, what? What is that? And I'm like, you never heard that expression? And she's like, no, you made it up.
Oh,
What?
excuse me.
The thing, especially in English, you know, when you know when you realize something, and we say, "Oh, I had an epiphany." Do you know that expression? You know that expression, right? I had an
Well, more in
epiphany.
English, not in Portuguese. I don't think we have that
Okay.
in Portuguese yet.
So it exists in French. I used to say that in French before I even learned it in English, right? And I said that, I said, oh, I had an epiphany. She's like, a what? I had an epiphany. She's like, but that means, she was thinking about, you know, the holiday thing. And I'm like, yeah, but that's also an expression. We had to check in a dictionary to tell her. I had to send her a link to a French dictionary to tell her, see, yes, it does exist. Yeah, people say that. And this is the right way to say it. She didn't, for like a whole day, she said, no, you made it up. We don't say that in
You
France.
made it
And
up.
and Pascal was like, oh, maybe, and even him, he knew the expression, he was in doubt. I'm like, maybe your mom is right. Maybe it's something from, we took from English and we thought it was French because we say it in English.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no. I said that in French. I know I did. And the following day, I show her the proof. And she's like, oh, okay, I learned something today. She's like, okay. You show me the
Oh,
proof.
okay, good. Yeah.
But the whole time she didn't believe me. She's like, no, you made that up.
Stubborn. Oh, wow. Yeah,
Very
like my
stubborn.
mom definitely not like that. It's just my mom is so like calm. I can't even like in that sense compare like then with the personality. And I totally took after my dad with a. And I mean, if you believe, you don't believe too much in signs, but he's a Scorpio and I'm Capricorn, so it kind of like they're famous for having that little bit of a temper or like strong opinions about things. But my mom is just like very sensitive with everything and cries about everything, very, you know,
Oh, really?
very like emotional type of a, yeah. And very like motherly, you know, like does that, like it's just like house, that's all that she cares about and raising a family. So it's like a different, yeah, different way of knows like all these things that they learn and we don't learn, we never learn how to do, like sew, you know, how to fix things like. You know, like if you have a something on your clothes and you want it fixed, you have to take it to a dry cleaner, pay a fortune for them to fix it. You know, like the sewing of a. My mom used to do that all the time, and all my grandma and everybody else. And I'm like, oh, I don't know how to do that. Do I need to take a course? You know, like
Yeah,
those
you do,
things
I
that are
think.
just. I think it would be actually good, you
Yeah,
know,
to
to
take a course
learn.
because, yeah, I think my mom, she does now, she's retired, so she has time and she bought a sewing machine and she's taking classes and she made a dress last time. She was like, look, I made that. I'm
Oh
like,
yeah,
wow.
nice.
That was very nice. So,
Yeah, at
yeah.
least to learn like the basics, you know, because they did so much, and I just feel like everything else because they did it for us. I just never, but my mom never pushed to teach me to do those things. So I'm like, okay, fine,
Yeah,
I
one
won't
thing
do it then.
I regret now, if when I was like around 15, 16, my mom, every time she was, because she loves to cook Caribbean food all the time. Like every weekend we had Caribbean food. And every Saturday or Sunday, she was like, okay, stay with me in the kitchen. I'm going to show you. Stay with me. This is how we do this. Yeah, we do that. I don't care. Have to stay. I'm in the kitchen for an hour looking at you, putting stuff in there. To do on TV.
Yeah, it's shows to watch, you
Show
know.
to watch. Have to hang out at the mall.
CD to listen to, like all these things.
CD to listen to Madonna. And George Michael.
Yeah, and George Michael.
And I regret now, because now if I want to do something, I can do some stuff, but I need to go online and check, you know, if I have all the ingredients. When my mom, she doesn't have anything, you know. Everything is in her mind. She knows how to do everything in her mind.
Oh, so she's
right?
A good cook. Your mom likes to cook, oh, is she?
Yes. She loves to cook. She's a very, very good cook. She cooked for us the whole time we're in Guadeloupe, like every day. Mm. She meals. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a very good one. And I'm like, just for the Caribbean food, you know. If I want to do something very Caribbean, I have to check online, you know, the recipe. It's not like her. It's not like, in, you know, she knows what to cook.
Yeah.
And she doesn't check, you know, how much of whatever, you know, spice I have to put in there. But
yeah.
Because I would like to pass that over to Eden. So maybe I should get on it now. But she's asking now. She wants to learn how to cook, actually. She's been asking for like a while.
To learn, I learned just by watching. Yeah. Because my mom, since she was so, everything was fine with her, she'll not push us to do stuff. So if it wasn't for her, she was like, come on, let's go watch this and that. I just like watching her, really. Like, I wanted to watch. It's a funny thing. Like, oh, you do what? Oh, you do it like this? Okay. But it wasn't like doing for like the whole time. You're just like looking how she was making it. And I'm like, okay. And then come back and then another time. And my grandma was the big one who really cooked all kinds of food. My mom was very good with sweets and desserts and baking. That I never really care, because I don't like to bake. I think it's so much work. No, I don't.
It's a lot of work. I like to bake, actually.
Yeah.
I remember my brother, we used to bake all the time. He used to make one cake all the time.
Oh, yeah.
One cake we like to make, we make it all the time. Yeah, I like to bake, actually. I mean, I don't mind cooking right now, but the Caribbean food, it's kind of different.
I cook Brazilian food, but I remember how it was cooked, and then I just find on the internet if I have any, or I ask my mom, like, so how do you make that thing? Like, what are the ingredients? And I make tons of stuff Brazilian. The kids like it too. So
no, good. They have to get to because when you if you go back home, you know, they don't want to be surprised by the difference of the food and be like, I don't want to eat that. You know, if you never eat that at home. We're like, I don't like that. You're going to eat those rice and beans right now, okay?
Oh, they are. They're going to. Michael loves it. So.
Yeah.
I don't know about the others too. They're just picky eaters. But it's good. Like the cooking. I feel like most of the people, if you're very into baking, you're not that much into cooking, or vice versa. I've noticed that. Mm. And if you really like baking, you're not. My mom was more baker. But not a great cook, like, oh my God, amazing, you know? She cooked and she just says, like, she cooked because she had to. Mm-hmm. But me, I enjoy more cooking, but then I don't like baking. So I think there is that. Yeah, we should do a research, maybe post it online on social media. What do you prefer? Or if you bake, can you cook if you bake?
She does both, but she cooks more than she bakes, for sure. But she had to do some dessert, but she's more like a salty than a sweetie. So I think she's more into the cooking side, for sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I think we covered a lot about from road rage to cooking and baking. So that was great.
And everything. Thank you for listening, guys. Don't forget to follow us if you're a new listener on Instagram. And also on YouTube, and share the podcast with your friends, please.
Yes, please share, and we'll talk again next Monday. Bye, take care.
Thank you for tuning in to High Vibes and a Mic. Until next time, laugh hard, stay silly, and never forget to bring your sense of humor. Please follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and Pinterest.